everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about powerful deities and supernatural gods. First, Ryuo, the Dragon King. Next, Zenfushō, the Walking Teapot. After that, Zenyo Ryuo, the Dragon Queen. And finally, Kendatsuba, the Musical Demigod. So, let's get started. Season 11, Episode 9, Gods and Deities. Ryuo, the Dragon King. These creatures were once sinister beings that turned good in order to help human beings reach spiritual enlightenment. There are 8 types of Dragon Kings known throughout Japan, such as Nanda and Batsunanda, the gods of wind and rain, Shigara, the Dragon King of the Sea, Washukitsu, a hydra associated with Kuzuryu, a Japanese 9-headed serpent god, Tokushaka, a poisonous dragon and the father of Kishoten, the goddess of happiness. Another known one is Anabatada, a virtuous dragon god of clean waters, Manashi, a giant dragon with a powerful sense of compassion, and finally, Uhatsura, a pond dragon that assists the land deities to bring rain in order to bring good harvests. Zenfushō, the teapot head. This Tsukomogami is a specter that can disguise itself as a human with a pot on his head. The Zenfushō can hide in a thicket and appear in front of a passing person, and if he or she approaches it, the Zenfushō will scratch the person with its razor-sharp nails. This creature has the head of a chagama, a ceremonial iron teapot. Zenyo Ryuo, the Dragon Queen. This draconic creature is also worshipped as the goddess of rain. At times, she can be described as both female and even a male deity wearing Chinese imperial clothing. An ancient legend says that in 824 CE, there was a terrible drought. Emperor Juna asked the assistance of 2 monks, Shubin from the Saiji Temple and Kukai from the Toji Temple. Each monk prayed, but very tiny drops rained for only a few days. Kukai decided to investigate, only to discover that Shubin had become jealous of Kukai's popularity, so he cast a spell to imprison all of the dragon gods in a water bottle. Fortunately, one dragon god was a Bodhisattva, a being on the path of Buddhahood, meaning it was too powerful to become imprisoned. This dragon was a northern Indian lake god named Zenyo. As Kukai continued praying, a large serpent wearing a golden crown slithered into the pond at Shinsenen. Suddenly, it finally began to rain. It continued for 3 days and nights all over Japan, bringing the drought to an end. Kendatsuba, the demigod of music. These deities are known for their abilities to create music. They are human in appearance and are told to be spirits of nature. The Kendatsuba are also holy guardians who protect children from illnesses and other threats. These gods come from Hindu mythology, where people call them Gandharva. The Gandharva are spirits of trees and nature who are known to be skillful in horsemanship, music, and illusion. Thank you for joining me for Yo-Kai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!